You've never heard of them. You won't see them bronzed up on a Sunset Strip billboard or chasing 20-something models on Love Island. When they get free drink tickets on an airplane, you bet your ass they fucking use them. It's Two Guys, One Podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Ron Alleman and Brian Harris.
Ron the Al Alleman. Ron the Al Alleman, what's up, brother?
Hitman Harris. Loving to smack the guys in the balls with his towel. What's going on?
I can't say often enough that's entirely untrue, but as has been well documented, I'm embracing the name Hitman, but certainly not for that fucking reason. You know, I'm excited because today I get the opportunity to not only talk to you, shortly we're going to be pulling in my bro and his law partner, Will Hudson, and they're going to have a little...
You better put law in front of that for sure.
Yeah.
So welcome, gentlemen. Good to have you guys alongside Two Guys, One Podcast. And I know Will hasn't had the opportunity to meet Ron yet. I know, Chris, you have. But welcome, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I don't know why you wouldn't call yourself Ale Man. I had no idea that's how you pronounce your name.
The Ale Man?
Yeah.
Well, okay. If you want to take it to the roots, it is a Spanish name. So the correct pronunciation is Alemán. Alemán. But Ale Man is, that works for me. I've had my share of ale in my day.
I would go with a layman.
A layman.
A layman.
It's got a little flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
I have to continually remind my law partner that he's not a homosexual. Not that there would be anything wrong with that.
Because sometimes I just forget.
He just walks around the office saying, "Olé."
That's great.
That's good stuff.
So, Chris, man, just on a personal family note, obviously news has come down from on high from mom that we're not going to be getting together over Christmas or Thanksgiving. So, in a way, this is our pre-Thanksgiving get-together. So, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, if you told me that, I would have brought more food. And happy Thanksgiving to you as well. I do look forward to Thanksgiving. I love seeing my whole family, but particularly seeing my brother.
Likewise.
And so that's kind of a heartbreak, except for about 3 hours on Thanksgiving Day, where he is perpetually crushed by the imminent defeat of the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's a tradition. It's a holiday, to say the least. And listen, the Cowboys are coming off a pretty mighty win.
That was a hell of a game.
Wasn't it?
Dude, that was great. That was an incredible game.
Did they just get rid of everybody that was on their team?
That's right. They brought in the practice squad.
Those guys look like a football.
Well, that's because they practice.
Yeah, I heard they're having open tryouts in Dallas. If anyone's got a jersey and an ability to run 40 yards, come on out. But, man, yeah, that was great, man. Maybe it's the jumping off point we need to take hold of this division at 4-7.
I think with four wins, they can clinch the division.
What do they say yesterday? They're like tied for first. It's like, they're 2-7.
I know.
3-7.
Yeah. Come on, don't short them, Will. They got three wins.
Right.
So, guys, just to jump into it here, and for those tuning in at home, you guys are the singing lawyers, which is obviously a pretty unique niche. And before you respond to that, Chris is obviously the multi-talented one in the family. He won the DNA pool when it came to brains and smarts. The only area he comes up short is below the belt. And I think we both admit you're a little bit shorter than that area. But so maybe enlighten our listening audience and Ron how you guys ended up sort of merging your musical talents and your law talents.
Sure. Will and I each have a terrible habit of picking terrible law partners.
That's a podcast all unto itself.
Yeah, it really is. Before Will and I met each other, we each have law partners that have since been disbarred. And so we determined at some point in our careers that our pickers were busted. So I started actually renting space when I moved law offices from one town to another. And I was renting from Will. And we accidentally figured out that we made money together, like referring cases, and we didn't fight and we didn't, you know. And so after a couple of years, Will broached the subject. He said, "Well, I mean, do you want to like put our names together?" Of course, I said, "That again, Will, sounds very, very gay." But
Yeah, but he didn't say no.
Yeah, but I didn't say no. Right. So, no, it wasn't too long after that. I mean, we were driving to
an immigration law conference in Houston.
Yeah.
And Chris and I were in the front seat. We had our legal assistant in the back seat. And
that also sounds untoward.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it sure does.
But anyway, yeah, it's life. And I can't remember what came on.
It was Amy.
Was it Amy?
By Pure Prairie League.
And
came on the radio. And I was singing some of it. And Will started throwing in this high harmony. And I'm like, motherfucker, you sing? and so, I mean, that's how we, you know, found out that we both love music.
Yeah.
And then it was a couple of years after that, a friend of mine was helping us with some IT work, and he was helping us with our website. And he's like, okay, you have to blog, you have to write stuff that makes your website.
It's the way SEO works.
Yeah,
yada,
that's
yada.
How your website's relevant. And we nodded and we said yes. And then we never wrote shit. But then this guy's a friend of mine too. And he said, Brian, you might know him. His name's Badger. He at one point said, well, why don't you, he was just joking. He said, why don't you do a song? And we did. And it went a little bit nuts. And so we did a few. That's kind of how that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just to clarify, I know Badger, but that's not his birth name.
It is his birth name.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a hell of a name. That's his bike. I love that fucking name.
It's not a lane man, but it's
no. But Badger, a lane man. That could work.
Yeah. No, maybe there's a bridge.
Maybe Ron the Badger, a layman. that's a radio sounding name right there.
Yeah, that really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Ron, are you in Chicago?
Hitman and the Badger. Yeah, I am outside of Chicago. I am in Oak Park, just about 8 miles west of the city. So I'm really close.
Well, Badger is getting ready to move into your neighborhood. Actually, he's moving west of Chicago. And it's his biker name. And he might, the reason I'm mentioning his name is because he's one of 8 people I know who might listen to this. And the thing about Badger is that is his biker name. But if you ever argued with him, you would understand why his name is Badger. That's where he got his name.
Well, I look forward to getting into an argument with him.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
You probably wouldn't.
He's also 6'7" and about 450 pounds. So good luck.
See, I'm 5'7", about 250. So I don't know who's got the more strength. Down, I don't know.
Tail of the tape on that.
Center of gravity.
See, usually little guys can fuck with big guys because the big guys feel so bad, like he could just squash me. So he's not gonna fuck with me. So that's why I get away with that.
I think he would.
Badger, if you're out there, we're gonna barbecue in my backyard. We're gonna have some beers. All right.
And then wrestle. You guys are gonna wrestle.
We'll see how it goes.
Make sure you're greased up. Make it all sexy.
I'm greased up.
There he goes again.
No, I am starting to wonder about you a little bit. Well, I don't know.
I sometimes walk around the office and I go, "Am I straight?" Because I just, you know,
how much
you got to do the test. Once a year, you watch a little bit of gay porn and see how it goes. You got to test yourself once a year to make sure everyone knows.
Yeah. So how often do you do it?
Well, I'm shocked.
Once a year. January 1st. I put it on. And we'll see if you can last a minute. You might be gay.
If you have one hit of heroin a year, you're not a heroin addict, you know?
Hell no. No, I'm not an addict. Come on. YOLO, man. Jeez, you're not going to do heroin ever?
Oh, God.
Will, you saw that Oregon just said wheels off with all drugs,
Yes, I
right?
did. Yeah.
Portland just said,
it's know, all legal. It's all legal. Decriminalized.
Heroin, cocaine,
I didn't look at the... I don't know. Did they decriminalize or did they?
They decriminalized everything, is my understanding.
Okay.
And in one breath, so it's about face on my holiday plans.
Well, and that's the issue. It's like when Austin decriminalized homelessness. Guess what happened to that city? Every homeless person who likes not freezing to death in the winter is now residing on
everywhere
in Austin, Texas.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So good luck, Portland. I'm pretty libertarian.
Let me ask you guys, then what happens to all the prior cases of the guys thrown in jail for, you know, possession, and now it's decriminalized? What happens to those guys?
It totally depends on, I mean, when they did it, it was illegal. So it depends on the local prosecuting. What we've seen around the country is that when places do decriminalize cannabis, there seems to be very little appetite for prosecuting the old cases. And in a lot of places, the state legislatures are saying, okay, and if you have a record for cannabis, we're going to go ahead and expunge that, or at least make it available for expunction. They don't do it for you. You still got to go pay Will Hudson to do it. But they're allowing the people's records to be cleared, which they wow. should.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
So I just actually want to ask one follow-up question, too, on the decriminalization of homelessness. If homelessness is a crime, I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure homeless people don't want to be homeless. So I'd like to not violate that law. Right. I mean, what the fuck are you supposed to do?
Right. Well, actually, part of the reason they did it is because it was a crime. And what you ended up doing was taking homeless people and giving them a shelter. And that was way too liberal for Texas.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
You put them in jail, they're covered.
Exactly.
You give them three meals a day, they're not really homeless. And so, you know, that's my biased.
You don't have a home. You're under arrest. God damn it. Find a
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
home.
Yeah. So have some food and electricity.
Yeah. Or a tent.
Yeah, or a tent. So, guys, tell us about this song you're going to perform for us, which I'm really excited about. It's become a bit of a viral sensation, but I'd love everybody, including Ron, to hear the backstory on Don't Eat Your Weed.
Go ahead, Will.
I will. You know, we talked about Badger, you know, telling us we needed to blog or write a song. And so, you know, we liked the song idea. And so Chris and I were discussing, you know, what makes a good song, a civil case or a criminal case? And obviously crime is always way more sexy. So we started talking about different areas of the law and things that I see, because that's what I do.
Will's being modest. Here's how it happened. He said, you know what pisses me off? Like, people can have a misdemeanor amount of pot, but if they try and hide it from the cops, then they get arrested, because he's defending these cases. He's like, and they get arrested for a felony. Because it's like tampering with evidence. He said, don't eat your weed. And so I wrote it because I'm a songwriter and he's not. So here's how it goes. I can feel the clock ticking on my brother.
No, we got all day, man.
Moving down the road, you're driving pretty slow, cause you got some marijuana on you. You really love pot. It's not a whole lot, just an ounce or maybe two. Oh, oh, red and blues flashing in the rear view. She pulled off to the shoulder. No, please don't eat your weed. It's only a Class B misdemeanor. You get a little manic and then you start to panic, cause you've never been in trouble before. And as the officer approaches, you try to eat your roaches and you throw your weed out the door. Oh no, the cop sees you, cause that's what he's trained to do. And now you're in big trouble. Oh, oh. No, please don't eat your weed. It's only a Class B misdemeanor.
Pick it up.
Don't turn a Class B into a felony
by tampering with evidence.
Don't be a dumbass. Don't destroy your stash.
Don't eat your weed.
Tampering with evidence doesn't make any sense. Let the cops find your weed. There's a kind of probation called deferred adjudication, and there's lots of other ways to plead. It's just a misdemeanor. You can hire a cleaner to get it off your record.
No, please don't eat your weed. It's only a Class B misdemeanor.
No, please don't
eat your weed.
Anything under a quarter of a pound is still not a felony in the state of Texas.
But you couldn't eat that much weed.
So that was that. Yeah.
Outstanding, man. That was great.
That was great.
That was epic.
Well,
incredible.
I don't know if it was great or epic, but we certainly appreciate the support. And here's a curveball for you, Brian. There's actually a more interesting one, I think, right now, because they're basically not arresting people for marijuana anymore. Is that true?
That is absolutely true, because they changed the law.
How did they change the law
here? All right. Well, previously, cannabis, marijuana, was defined as cannabis sativa L containing any amount of THC. And then we have a new agriculture bill in Texas, because we want to be able to grow commercial hemp here. We wanted to create a new crop for our farmers to be able to cash in on. And so they came in and they redefined the, as many states did, they redefined the definition of cannabis, and they divided it into hemp and marijuana. And so now hemp is anything that has a concentration of marijuana of 0.3%.
Yeah, 0.3%. I'm sorry, less than 0.3.
Less than 0.3 by dry weight.
It's of, the same plant.
It's the same plant. It's the same chemical compound, but it's the percentage of that chemical compound. And so now anything with 0.3 or higher is marijuana. The thing that they forgot was, is do we have the ability to test the concentration of?
Yeah, because it looks like
hemp.
Weed. Because
yeah,
it's weed.
It smells like
it,
weed.
It, you know, so if somebody's driving around with some bud and the officer says, what is that? As long as the person goes, well, I don't know. I don't have a test result. It might be hemp.
Yeah.
So we actually did another song. I'll let you talk for a minute, but I just want you to know, for anybody listening, if we don't get to the song, if you get pulled over in Texas and you have bud on you and an officer asks you, what is that? The best answer is, I don't know.
Because
you're going to have to test it.
You don't. I mean, well, you've been told, you may have been told, hey, this is great stuff.
Yeah, you may have smoked it and it blew your head off, but you technically don't know.
Roll with it, brother.
Is it hemp or is it weed? Is the THC over 0.3? You don't know, you're not a testing facility. Could be hemp unless you called it weed. Nobody knows
if it's pot or if it's hemp.
They've got to show
the THC content.
Is it pot or is it not? Is the THC a little or a lot? Nobody knows. You don't have to lie when a cop says, what's this? After all, you're not a freaking scientist.
It might be him.
If you don't call it weed, they've got to test it unless you concede. Nobody knows
if it's pot or if it's him.
They've got to show
the THC content.
Is it pot or is it not? Is the THC a little or a lot? Nobody knows.
And if a cop says, tell me what this is, you're gonna get arrested.
Just say, I can't be sure, you're gonna have to test it, because they've got to prove it, and they can't do it unless you admit it. So don't be an idiot. Nobody knows
if it's pot or if it's hemp.
They've got to show
the THC content.
Bring it home, partner. Is it pot or is it not? Is the THC a little or a lot? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. They don't know. Nobody knows.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man, I'm going to have these songs in my head for the next fucking week. I guarantee you. These are incredible.
Yeah. Well, I think
we go for catchy.
Armed with the information through those two songs, you pretty much canvassed every legal possibility that I can imagine. You know, you get pulled over.
Oh, well, you haven't imagined enough then, because you go on YouTube and there's another one called Pot Brownies that is just horrifying.
Yeah.
You really should look at pot brownies. That's scary. In the state of Texas, any amount of a concentrate is a felony, and they include the weight of the food.
That's
so
fucked up.
If you have like a 1 pound, if you have a 1 pound tray of pot brownies that you made out of, you know, a misdemeanor amount of pot, it's the same as having a pound of heroin. It's an enhanced first degree felony.
That's crazy. That's ridiculous. No.
Yeah. And that seemed a little heavy for this one, but it is great. It's got props and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Go check that
even
out.
Even has
YouTube.
A bonus actor in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the one that can't be seen.
Yeah. I feel like a dirty whore now. All we've done is whore our music.
Where do you go from here, man? Have you guys been getting like blown up by, I would imagine your unique style and performances would be perfect for like law conferences and shit like that. Do you guys get hit
up? We've done a couple last Christmas. Yeah, we haven't done anything lately.
No.
Some bar association stuff, but it's because, exactly.
Well, here's a funny thing though. My I've got a nephew who's a lawyer down in Houston, and his father-in-law is a bankruptcy attorney in Louisiana. And he went to some meeting of like a tri-state area of bankruptcy attorneys, and it turns out that their shit is so boring that they're playing our videos at a bankruptcy conference. So.
That's fucking great. Oh my god,
it's all for education. Hey man, we actually recorded an entire album. We're waiting for it to be mixed.
Where can our audience find that thing?
They can't because everybody in the world is trying to have their album mixed right now because they can't play live music. So it's been backburnered by the producer, who's kind of doing us a favor, but we'll let you know.
So that's a wrap. Thanks to Will and Chris for stopping by and educating all of us on the perils of scarfing down your own stash. And with that in mind, have a great Thanksgiving, everyone. Don't eat your weed, but eat lots of turkey. And we'll see you next time here, Two Guys, One Podcast. We're out.
It's Two Guys, One Podcast.